Judge Alice Geoff, Thursday the 3rd of May, Rabbi Matis Yohu Lawrence, Hilchot Olo.
Good morning. I think I must say Shalom Aleichem. I haven't been here for a long time in the Torah way, Baruch Hashem. I'm glad to come back, and happy to be back. The topic of the Shia today is the mitzvah of Orla. The mitzvah of Orla appears in this week's parasha, in the second parasha of this week, Parashas Kedoshim, Perek Yutetz Pasuk Chof Gimel. The Torah says, "Dechi Savoyu El Ha'aretz." When a person, when we come into the land, when Klal Yisrael comes into the land of Eretz Yisrael, when the Tatem called Eitz Marko, and you plant any tree which is for fruit, for food, Baraltem Olotzoi Espirio. We won't translate that. Shalosh Shonim. For 3 years, Yiyah Tochem Arelem Lo Ye Ochel. For 3 years, it should be Arelem Lo Ye Ochel, and it should not be eaten. Vashonash Karevius, in the 4th year, Yiyah Kol Pirioi Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. All of its fruit should be Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. Kodesh, we know, to translate as holy. Hilulim is a little bit more difficult to translate. But we get the idea that in the 4th year, the produce is Kodesh. V'ashona ha-chamishis, and in the 5th year, Tzoichlu es pirion, you should eat, you can eat its fruit, L'hoifif lochem tzvu osoi. Again, a phrase which the Mepharshim deal with, L'hoifif lochem tzvu osoi, to increase for you its tzvua, its produce, ani Hashem elokeichem. So, we're not going into the mitzvah, into the 4th year. We're going to discuss the mitzvah of Allah, the din of Allah, which applies to fruit from the first 3 years. Rashi learns, what does it mean? Va'araltem or lochoi. Rashi says, va'atamtem atimosoi. Yehei otum v'nistam milihonois mimedu. It should be blocked off from benefiting from it. Produce from the first 3 years of the tree's life is blocked off, which means we don't have any benefit from it. Obviously, we cannot eat it. The Pasuk says, "Lo ye'ochel," but also, we cannot benefit from it either. What is this mitzvah of Orla all about? Why should it be that the produce of the first 3 years has to go to waste? Because, in fact, that is the din. You cannot use it. It has to go to waste. You have to let it rot. So, if I have a beautiful new tree which has been planted and it manages to produce fruit within the first 2 years at some times, which is not that common, as we'll discuss later. But if it does, I just have to let it go to waste. Why? Why should it be the fruit has to go to waste? What is the mitzvah of Orla all about? So the Rishonim discuss a number, suggest a number of different reasons for the mitzvah of Orla. We'll start with the Ramban. The Ramban here on the Pasuk says, the Tam HaMitzvah HaZois. What is this mitzvah all about? L'chaved es Hashem Mereshis Kol Tavu HaSeinu. To honor Hashem Mereshis Kol Tavu HaSeinu. From the first of all of our produce. Mipri HaEitz. From the fruit of the tree. U'tavuas HaKeren. And the produce of the vine. V'loi me'ochel mehem ad shenobi kol pri shana achas hilulim l'ashem. And in addition to the first 3 years that we shouldn't eat it, the 4th year as well, it's kodesh hilulim l'ashem, has to be eaten in the shalai, or you have to defoider it, you have to redeem it. And we should not have normal benefit from the fruit until the 5th year. So what does this mitzvah sound like, according to the Ramban? Like Bikurim, very similar to Bikurim. V'hinei, eina pri b'soich sholei sholim royu l'akrivoi lifnei Hashem ha-mitzvot. The pri, in the first 3 years, is not really royu, it's not really suitable to offer up to Hashem in the 4th year. In other words, we're trying to get to this idea of offering our first fruits to Hashem. We can only really do that in the 4th year. Because until the 4th year, the fruit is not really suitable. Why not? Because in the first 3 years of the tree, what happened? What is the fruit? What's the quality of the fruit? Not very good. It's very schwach. It's not very good quality fruit. And therefore, I'm sorry, the fish who muat. Firstly, in quantity is not very much. And the tree is not able to give a tam, the reach, a smell, a taste and a smell, to its fruit within the first 3 years. In fact, most trees don't even give fruit within the first 3 years, until the fourth year. So the combination of all those factors, says the Ramban, is not appropriate to be makriv, so to speak, those fruits in the fourth year to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we have to wait. So the din of Kodesh Hiru and Hashem is delayed until the fourth year, and in Mela, automatically the first 3 years is oral. Well, the kach namtin the kolod, and that's why we have to wait for all of them. But I nitzayim mehem ashenovim in hanetha shenotanu kol pirioi harishoin hatoid kodesh efne Hashem, and we should not be able to taste from any of the fruit until we've offered up the first, the good quality first fruit, which is the fourth year, and then in the fifth year we can benefit. The shom yachlu yahalu es shem Hashem in the fourth year, the produce take to Yerushalayim, praise Hashem. That's why it's called kodesh elulim Hashem. Mitzvah zayit doimer the mitzvah habikurim. Dr. Rambam, the mitzvah, this mitzvah, is doina to Bikurim. Now, says the Rambam, a fourth point. Rav, alachus, dovek ma'oid mazik leguf ve'enenu toiv le'ochlo. Rambam says another point. The early fruits of a tree in its first few years are full of moisture. They're not good to eat. In fact, they're mazik. They're damaging for a person. Like kedag she'ein lo kaskes, like the fish that doesn't have scales. I think we mentioned this in a shiur some years ago when we talked about fish. Halachas of fish. Now, Rabban there said, and other mufarshim say, that a fish without scales, which we know is not kosher. Why? One of the reasons suggested is because it absorbs a lot of moisture from the surrounding water. And because of that, the fish also becomes not a good quality fish. It's not good, it's mazik haguf. And similarly, says the Ramban, the peiros in the first 3 years have also got this quality, or lack of quality, this characteristic. The fruits which are forbidden by the Torah are also bad for the body as well. That's what the Rambam says. So, according to the Rambam, the question, the point over here is that the food is not good quality in those years, it's not royal to be matzit Hashem in the fourth year, and therefore we have to wait. The Rambam then continues, and he gives us some more reasons from the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim. The Rambam says in Moreh Nevuchim that this mitzvah is to take us away from the Chartumim and the Machashefim, the magicians, in those times, who used to do certain types of kishuf with the trees, and they would try to cause the tree to produce fruit much earlier than it should do. Koidim Zemanoi. Hayodur B'minhogel Shel Oilam. This is what the magicians today, the scientists are doing this with their genetic engineering, as we'll speak about a little bit later on. But the Rambam brings the Moreh Nevuchim that they try to speed up the produce of the tree, that the trees should produce fruit earlier than is natural. And when the fruit came, it would then be makriv the pre in front of their avodah zarah, she'asu b'shmo hakishuf ahu, which they did. That magic four. Rekach tivtzah teira beisur hapri habar kaidem shalashonim shalayavoi lasus hamasim arimayim. The Torah therefore was metavahs that we should not eat these fruits in the first 2 years, because that's what they did kishuf on, and to prevent us from coming to do kishuf. That's how the Rambam learns in Moreh Nevuchim. There is another mahalach, shorter mahalach, which is Merumah's in the Medrash Rabbah here. Medrash Rabbah mentioned about other Mauritian. The other Mauritian, 8 and 8, 8 Abbas, how long after he was created?
Same day.
Not very long. And the Medrash said, a very bit of a vague sort of comment, the Medrash said that other Mauritian, you couldn't even wait. And Klal Yisrael are going to be waiting 3 years, or even more, 4 years, before they eat their fruits from their trees. You couldn't even wait one day. That's what the Medrash says. And it attaches it to a pasuk there, which many Sfarim deal with that, and more the Chassidish Sfarim deal with that, so Semet. I'm not going to go so much into that. So, going to this Medrash, what's the idea? What's the idea of Orla trying to, what message is it trying to
Self-control.
Self-control. The message of self-control, of Kavishat Hatago, self-control of a person, not going for the instantaneous or instant gratification of something that looks very, very nice, could be very good, could be, and the person saying, no, I will wait 3 years, 4 years, I will wait, not going for things right away. That's the message which the Medrash seems to be giving. The final Mahalach, in terms of the Tam HaMitzvah, is from the Sifrei Kabbalah. It's mentioned, brought in other Svarim, in the name of the Sifrei Kabbalah. So there's a certain Koyach HaTumah, which rests on the trees within the first 3 years, the Koyach HaTumah, and therefore we have to stay away, distance ourselves from that. Now, these 3 years are not always completely 3 years, three complete years. They go from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. But if a tree was planted 44 days or more before Rosh Hashanah, then by the time Rosh Hashanah comes, we say it's 1 year. Where does 44 days come from? So the Gemara tells us that Shloshim Yom is like 1 year. Yeah, so 30 days actually counts as a year. But you also need 2 weeks, 14 days, for Kalita Sahila, which means for the Idon to take root in the ground. So that's 14 days, 30 plus 14 is 44. So if it was planted more than 44 days before Rosh Hashanah, you've already gained 1 year by the time you come to Rosh Hashanah. If not, then... Why isn't it part of that? I don't know, I'm not sure. I'm sure there's a chelk in that, I don't know that part. Yeah, so now... Sorry?
I think you've got shot, not
the New Year for trees. Tu B'Shvat does apply. It's a little bit complicated, so I want to avoid those the things. It's a little bit complicated. For some din in Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Hashanah for Allah. For some din it's the Tu B'Shvat. Okay. Now, Allah applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. Even though it would appear to be a mitzvah hatuluyah ba'aretz, which normally only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah and Trumas and Maisers and things only apply in Eretz Yisrael. But Orla doesn't. How do we know? It's a halachah l'moshe mi-Sinai that it applies in Chutz La'aretz as well. So produce, fruits that is grown within the first 3 years is Orla in Chutz La'aretz as well. However, there is a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz when it comes to a sophic. A sophic arla, you have a fruit and you don't know, is this arla or is it not? You don't know the status of the tree. You don't know the status of the fruit. Is it within the first 3 years or is it not? In Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is sophic lechumra. And in Chutz La'aretz, the halacha of the Moshe Mi-Sinai says sophic lekula. That's what the halacha is. So therefore, it's much more lenient in Chutz La'aretz. When you go to a fruit shop and you don't know about this fruit, one can be makel, because it's sophic arla, because the arla is mutter. However, in Eretz Yisrael, it's much more stringent, which is why it's very imperative in Eretz Yisrael for people to buy fruit under hashkocha. Trumas and maestras you can take yourself. Shvius is another issue during Shvius. But arla is something you cannot rectify yourself. So if somebody bought fruit not with a hashkocha in Eretz Yisrael, so trumas and maestras you can deal with, but arla you can't deal with. And if it's sophic, then sophic arla of Eretz Yisrael is lechumra, and you have to be machmir and you can't eat it. So that's why it's very important in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, so why doesn't Rav help? Normally go achri rabim lehatois, and surely not all fruit is arla. So why can't you go on Rav? Call the parish miruba parish. So why don't you say The roiv is not harala. If I have a sofik, I can go after the roiv. The reason is because of the din kavua, which is again a big subject. Kavua means that where the sofik arises, not here, in other words, the person walks in the street and finds a piece of meat in the street, so we can say you can follow the roiv, whatever roiv butchers are, when the sofik is noilad in a different place, in the original place, which is difficult to explain what that is, it's a difficult sugya, then he cannot rely on roiv. We say kol kavua kemechta mechta domi, which means that type of sofik is a 50-50, and if it's a deraita sofik, you have to be machmir. So therefore, again, roiv doesn't help you. There are, admittedly, some places can hold that it's not a kavua, and roiv does work. I think I saw in one of the tshuvas from Rav Avadi Yosef, he holds like that. It's an old tshuva, so it may have changed, I don't know. But definitely many places can hold, one cannot rely on roiv because of the din of kavua. Kol kavua can mechza al mechza domi, one has to be machmir. Right, again, the specific child will have to leave. There are complicated ones. One should ask a rabbi. There are different shittas about this, what to do. So, moving on a little bit. There's some very interesting problems of parla nowadays. As we mentioned a few minutes ago, like the Rambam said, that the mahashef, they're witches or they're magicians, in the olden times, trying to speed up the production of the fruit and to get the fruit produced within the 3 years and then offer it to the avodah zarah. Today, the scientists have done genetic engineering to trees, and they've enabled the trees to produce fruit much, much earlier than they used to. It used to be that grapes or other different types of fruit, the first 2 or 3 years, nothing was produced anyway. So there would be nothing in the market which was orla, because it's just not edible anyway, so they're not going to sell it. Today, it's economical. Why have a tree sitting around for a few years, not producing any decent fruit? Let's do something to it, to genetically engineer it, and we'll have a yield within first, maybe the second year, even the first year. And I saw one that's foreign quotes information, that in fact the technology exists to do this to all fruit. They don't do it practically to all fruit nowadays, but it exists, the technology exists to do this for all fruit. So therefore, there are certain fruits which Kashrus authorities produce lists every year where there is a high proportion of arla in the market place, and therefore one has to pay attention to these because of this issue. It's much more relevant than it was in the past. And these fruits are used, by the way, not only in the normal sense, but in jams and in spreads and other things as well, dried fruits, and therefore it's an important thing to bear in mind. Now, some basic dinim of arla. As we said, Orla applies everywhere, at Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz, even on land owned by a non-Jew. The din of Orla applies only to fruit trees, not to vegetables and beans and things like that. Only to fruit trees, a tree being defined as something that produces fruit every year and it lasts from 1 year to the next. That's what a tree is. If a person has a tree growing and it's already a few years old, so it's beyond the dinim of orla already. Let's say it's 10 years old. And you pick up the tree, and you move it somewhere else, and you replant it somewhere else. What is the halacha? Do you have to start the count of orla all over again, or not? So the halacha is that if it's completely uprooted, and there's no connection to the ground anymore, the halacha is that you have to start the count all over again. If there is remains some connection, even a minimal connection to the ground, then it keeps going with its old cheshbon, and therefore it is not orla. Trees are only subject to the dinim of orla if they are planted for their fruit. What about if I plant a row of apple trees or orange trees, not because I want their fruit, but because I want to make like a fence around my field, the border around my field? Or, I plant a tree because I want the wood. And it grows fruit. Is that fruit subject to the din of orla? The halacha is no. It's not subject to the din of orla. Unless I change my mind. If I change my mind and I say, now I want this fruit which is growing to be fruit for eating purposes, then it becomes subject to orla.
once you've taken it, it's all of it. I mean, once you've decided to eat it, it must be all of it because you've decided to eat it through.
Even, I'm saying, even before that, if I decide, as you said, Allah is not only regarding eating, it's regarding benefit as well. You can't benefit from it. So as soon as I decide to eat it, to use this food for eating, I can't benefit from it, anything. It becomes subject to the dinim of Allah if it's within the first 2 years. Oh, but that's the next point on the list. Esrog, if you plant trees, l'shem mitzvah, they are subject to the dinim of Allah. Because you actually want the fruit there. You're not planting the tree for wood as such. You want the fruit. You're not going to eat the fruit, but you're planting it l'shem the fruit. And therefore, it is subject to Allah. So therefore, esrogim which are brought are under pikuach, they're under hashgacha, regarding Allah as well.
Even if
as far as I understand, yes. Yeah. They have to make sure they're not Allah. Because unless you have a bidyamin situation where you don't know what it is, and then we go by the general rule, Sopik Allah, the chutz la'aret, is mutter. Yeah. I don't know why. It's a good point. I don't know why. Yeah.
Go back to his point.
Yeah.
How, if you planted a, let's say, a fruit tree as a fence, how could you ever eat the fruit in the first of the 2 years if you say the rules of Allah don't apply? The moment you decide to eat the fruit, then you're already having a first fruit. There's no situation in which you could eat the fruit in the year that's one or two.
But what about benefit?
Benefit or not?
Right.
We're not waiting for you. Because the moment you've decided that you want the fruit,
right,
then no, no, all of it's it.
Somebody else came along. Somebody else came along and picked that fruit.
From another person?
Yeah, yeah. Somebody else picked that fruit. You'd planted it, effect. So somebody else picked that fruit within the first 2 years, it wouldn't be subject to Allah. If you change, if you change your mind, you as the Baalim are the one who planted it. Sorry, I didn't make that point clear.
Then, your intention is.
That's right. Yeah, sorry, I tried to make that point clear. Okay, now, if a tree grew by itself, i.e. wasn't planted by anybody, then it will depend. Is it subject to the dinim of Allah or not? So if it grew in a field or a garden, a vineyard, an orchard, a place which is normally for fruit-growing trees, then Allah will apply. If it grew in like a rocky area, an area which is not normally used for, trees are not normally grown there for fruit, then Allah will not apply. All these halakas are in Yerideya Simon Reish Sadi Dalit. A tree planted in a pot also is the halakha of Allah is applicable. Now we mentioned in the previous year also, a different previous year from some years ago, about papayas. I don't know if you remember the year on papayas. Papaya is a certain fruit which grows in tropical countries and Israel as well. And there's a very big discussion in the poskim, is it a fruit or is it not a fruit? I don't know what you classify it as, a vegetable of some kind. It has certain properties, the tree is like a tree, and other properties it's not like a tree. And it has a very high trunk, and the problem is that majority of the fruit from papayas is from the first year. The actual tree itself grows very, very, very tall, and lasts about 6 years. Although in practice they cut it down after about 3 years or 4 years or something, because it's so tall that it can't really hold its own weight. And the fruit grows straight out of the trunk. It doesn't grow out of the branches. It grows out of the top point of the tree, wherever the top point is. So if this year the tree is here, it will grow here. If the next year the tree is a bit higher, it will grow out the top. That's where it grows. And based on different statements we have from the Rishonim, there are conflicting opinions as to how to judge this tree, how to classify this tree. Is it a proper tree, or is it not a proper tree? And therefore, many of the Sfardi poskim we mentioned at the time, the Radbaz and others, some of the Sfardi poskim go with that, and say that it's not considered to be a tree at all, it's more like a vegetable of a kind, and therefore it's not subject to oral at all. The Ashkenazi poskim of contemporary times, including Rosner and Mincha Sitzchok Klein Weiss and Ramesh Sternbach, are all machmir about papayas from Eretz Yisrael. Because it's a Sophic tree, so that's it's a Sophic Arla, and a Sophic Arla in there from Eretz Yisrael you have to be machmir for. But a papaya from Chutz La'aretz, again, the Sophic would apply, but Sophic Arla from Chutz La'aretz is a muchmir. And therefore, one should avoid, according to these poiskim, papayas from Eretz Yisrael. Because of the Ritzophic over here, the bracha is Hadamah. And that's another point which I remember was surprising at the time we mentioned. But all poskim say one should make Hadamah on papayas because of the Sophic. Is it a fruit or is it not a fruit? And therefore, Sophic brachas lahaka. That's the rule with brachas. But when it comes to Orla, if it's from Eretz Yisrael, one should be, has to be Machmir, according to those poskim. And from Chutzlars, you can be Maple. But there are a group of poskim that say, no, it's definitely not a fruit, and it's definitely not a problem with Orla at all. So, one should ask a Shaila about that, if that question is relevant. One or two more points before we conclude. What must one do with Orla? So, there is a, I think it's a Teres Koyanim, that says it should be burnt, or it should be buried. Min ha-nikborim, min ha-nisrofim. The Ruch HaShulchan says, interestingly, that it doesn't mean you have to do it. It's not mechuyev to burn it or bury it. We only find with Avodah Zarah you should burn it or bury it, but not this type of Issur HaNoah. And he says, what he means is, if you want to destroy it, so that people do not inadvertently eat it, then you should do burn it if it's something which is normally burnt, or bury it if something which is normally buried, which they say means for fruits, for solids to burn, and for liquids to bury. And the Chasam Sofer says that as well. In practice, the Svarim bring that things like olives, dates, figs, guavas, cherries, mangoes, peaches, lemons, apples and clementines, and others, are not really a problem of Orla on a practical level, because those trees don't really produce fruits in the first few years, and therefore if you find these type of fruits in the shop, it's very, very unlikely that it's Orla. Although that situation may change, as I said, based on the genetic engineering situation. The ones which are problematic include, this is not an exhaustive list, certain types of grapes, nectarines, papaya, as we said, according to those who hold it's a problem. And there are lists which some organizations, kashrus organizations, put out each year, which things are a problem of Orla. To conclude with the Teres Koyanim says that we quoted the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that in the fourth year, and in the fifth year, Teichu es Pirioi Lahoisif Lachem Tuvuasoi. What's this Lahoisif Lachem Tuvuasoi? What Hashem is saying is going to increase your produce. So the Torah's Kodim says, in the Medrash, Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzahara. Shiloh Toima Hare Dalet Shonim, Arba Shonim, Ani Mitztaya Boi Chinom. A person shouldn't say, for 4 years I've had unwarranted tsar, not being able to benefit from my produce, from my tree. Says the Aruch HaShulchan to explain this Toyas Koyanim. Kloimar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishalim Lecha Tzchal Oitzom Shonim Lohoisif Lecha Brocha Mishona Chamishis Ve'edach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Tzchal for keeping the dinim of Ola, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be moitif for you extra brocha from the fifth year onwards, asheyaspik l'cho gam ba'at hashonim shloy nenes mehel, to replace and to substitute from the 4 years that you didn't have benefit from it, because brocha will be made for you brocha as a reward of the schar for having kept that mitzvah. So with these thoughts in mind, we now have a little deeper understanding of the mitzvah of Ola.